The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, there we go. Taz, dealer's choice. As you were in the college, you led the way. You want to lead the way in the NFL, or you want me to go first? Your choice.
Dealer's choice. I'll take the lead again on this one.
There you go.
I'm going to go your Redskins against the New York Giants. So, Giants obviously have their new quarterback that's locked in place, DJ, Daniel Jones, Dimes Jones, whatever you want to call the kid. He looks to be pretty good. Duke Blue Devil himself. We'll see what happens. They don't have that great running back. Barkley's out, obviously, with the low leg injury. So, you know, we've talked about it a lot. We understand how bad the defense is of the Giants, but we also understand how bad the Moose's Redskins are flat out.
Terrible.
You know, so hence why they're an underdog in this game. They're -3, +3, I should say, the Redskins are. I feel this is the bottom line for me. The G-Men at home, okay, they're going to win and they're going to cover. So they're going to cover the -3. So give me the Giants in this game. It should be a bigger line. Give the Redskins 10.
Oh, 10?
No, I'm exaggerating. Not 10.
But you'll lay the field goal.
I'll leave the field goal. Yeah.
All right, and you'll take the Giants. Let's pick one for you. One for me. Monday night was good last week for me. I'm going to go back to Monday night, and then I'll pick a couple games on Sunday. I'm going to take the Steelers. I'm going to lay the 4 at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. 2-0-3 teams. The Steelers now coming back east after the West Coast lost last week in which they did not take advantage of 5 49er turnovers, a game that they really conceivably should have won. They believe they could turn the season around. If they're going to do it, it's got to start Monday night at home at Heinz Field. I would imagine Mason Rudolph plays better. Cincinnati showed you a little bit of a little bit of backbone in that second half last week against Buffalo. Their rally cost me a cover and a 3-0 week last week. I'm going back to that well again. I'm going to take the Steelers Monday night, lay the 4. That's pick one for me.
All right. So I'm going to go Sunday afternoon game, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. We have the Rams, LA Rams at home, and they got the Buccaneers coming to town. The Rams are -9.5. Listen, I think you got Jared Goff, who's just looking pretty good this year. Gurley, Woods, you got just a weapon after weapon after weapon on the team, along with Aaron Donald on that defensive front for just a powerful, awesome defense the Rams have. They're my fantasy team defense, by the way, just a side note. I'm a big fan of their defense with Aaron Donald leading the charge there. But, like I was saying, I really feel offensively it's just too much. I understand it's 9.5. It's a big spread that the Bucs are getting. It don't matter. Rams are home. I feel they cover. They're going to eat the Buccaneers up. Never been a huge fan of Jameis Winston. They're 1-2 for a reason, the Buccaneers. This is 9.5. They're going to cover. Rams, I'll take the Rams all the way. Give the Bucs 9.5. Give them 10. Hell, give them 10. So that's my pick.
So you like the Rams laying the points against Tampa Bay back home against Jameis and the guys. All right, I'm going to go down to Atlanta. The Falcons are desperate. Losing Neal in that secondary certainly is going to hurt back-to-back years. Now a torn Achilles, I believe last year was torn ACL. That certainly hurts Dan Quinn's team. Pressure's on him. He's got to win this year. Disappointment a year ago. They welcome in a Tennessee Titan team where you heard their talented tight end call him out earlier in the week. Now Atlanta's desperate. I think they play desperate. They played much better in the second half last week in Indianapolis against the Colts to no avail. The Colts put together a drive and cemented home that victory. Atlanta comes back home. They're laying 4. I'm going to lay that 4. Give me the Falcons. Ryan plays well. Jones plays well. They're able to run it efficiently enough. I don't think Mariota can not turn the football over. Give me the Falcons laying 4 to get themselves to the 500 mark at 2-2. That's pick 2 for me.
That's a good pick. I like that, Moose. We got Sunday night action, 8:20 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be in the lovely Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana, as the Saints host the Dallas Cowboys, the 3-0.
Big game.
Dallas Cowboys, very big game. Hell of an NFC matchup, for sure. If Drew Brees was in this game for the Saints, it'd be even bigger. But guess what? If my aunt had you-know-what, she'd be my uncle. So my point is, there's no Drew Brees. So, Dallas is laying 2.5. You know, it's very rare. Moose, you would know better than me. I don't know the last time the Saints were an underdog at home.
Oh, it's got to be wild.
That's what I'm saying. So
maybe the days of Bobby Hebert.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Bobby Hebert. I remember him. He went to Tulane.
You might be right. I don't know what college he went to.
I think Bobby Hebert. How do you spell his last name? Hebert.
H-E-B-E-R-T.
For our research team. I'm pretty sure he went to Tulane. Anyway. So, why did I keep thinking that? Green Wave Jones. So
I'm sorry, I threw you off.
All right, no problem. So, 3-0 Cowboys, 2-1 Saints. Listen, Dallas cover. Dallas covers, you know, in that tough Superdome, I understand that. Bridgewater's been playing better. I know that. But I'm sorry, 2.5. I think Dallas Cowboys cover. I'll take Dallas all the way in this.
All right, you're going to lay the 2.5.
Yeah.
A Northwestern State University for Bobby Hebert.
Why I thought Tulane.
No. Oh, good. I had no idea.
Okay, sorry, wait, real quick before you give your pick. I think he played in the USFL for one of the franchises in Louisiana.
Ah, you are correct.
I think that's what it was.
No, you are correct. He did play in the USFL.
There you go.
He did play in in that league.
I don't remember for what team, but whatever.
Pick 3 for me. I'm going to go with the Colts. It's not a game that I love. I had a hard time finding that third game. I'm going to lay the 6.5. It's under a touchdown now. The Raiders on the road. I believe in Brissett. I think they're a sound team. Reich, as Taz and I talked about earlier on, has done a hell of a job coaching that team up. And they are a talented bunch. Defensively, Taz, the offensive line is very good. And you know, it seems like the Raiders are just kind of a rudderless mess right now. Do they not? Carr's turning the football over. They don't really have any sort of identity on either side of the football. What exactly do the Raiders do anything great? They don't really do anything great. And that's honestly kind of a problem. You look at that Colt team, that might not be dynamic, and Hilton injury certainly does hurt, but Brissett's going to play clean. They've changed the offense around to make use of his mobility. I know the defense can do some things as well. Offensive line is rock solid. My third and final pick, I'm going to take the Colts. It's under a touchdown now. A little bit of love for the Raiders. I'm going to lay the 6.5. That is pick 3 for me.